The reading for this morning is from the book of Colossians, and it's chapter 3. And I'm going to be reading this is part of the key verse that is used in the series Believe. The key verse is going to be 3:17, but I thought it would be nice to read a little bit more of that chapter, since it speaks of so powerfully about our relationship with God. So, Colossians chapter 3. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom and with gratitude in your hearts, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. Wasn't that a powerful reading? I mean, not the reading, but, you know, the scripture. The reader can do so much on it. But the reading is really powerful. Amen? Would you pray with me again? Loving and blessed God, we thank you for your word. We pray, O Lord, that you continue to speak to our hearts, O Lord, as you have spoken to us this morning through the prayers and through the songs. We pray, O Lord, that you continue to speak to our hearts. For we want to hear your word, and we want to hear what you have to say to us this morning, Lord. Speak to us. Open our hearts, our minds, and our understanding, Lord, to hear what you have to say to us this morning. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Would you repeat after me? I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Amen. Amen. So be it. You know, what I was thinking about today as we were following the series, of course, is asking us about the offering of my time. And as I was reading that, I thought, well, what time, right? What time? You know, we live in such a time in which we feel so caught up in so many things, and we're so busy all the time. And we're trying to catch up. We're trying to help our kids and help our grandchildren. We're trying to do things for ourselves. We are trying to offer ourselves to volunteer. And many times we find ourselves with no time. Well, at least we feel, right? We have no time. This is perhaps the most busiest of generations. We have a generation of people who are the busiest. I don't know if that's the right word, but, you know, it works, right? It works. If my English teacher here can agree with me, I think that, yes, we can work that word in. So we have indeed one of the busiest time in for this generation. Now, let me just say that, you know, for every generation, their generation was the busiest, okay? They always felt that they were just doing too many things, and it was and there were just a lot of things happening in people's lives. But I think that quantitatively, we can say that this is perhaps one of the busiest generations we have ever seen in history. And maybe in the next 100 years, the folks in the next 100 years will say that they are the busiest, and probably that will be true. But we are constantly asking for that thing we don't have, which is time. We're constantly asking for more time. I would love to have more time to read. I would love to have more time to be with my children. I would love to have more time to be with my grandchildren, or so on. I would love to have more time, period, to do the things that I want to do. Many times I feel that when I'm coming to church, I would love to have a week that is at least 10 days long, right? And you know, and the days last 24 hours so that I can actually do all the things that I need to do. How many people feel like that here in church? You know, some of us at least, right? It's something like that. And, you know, and it's an amazing thing. It, you know, it's for adults and it's for children. And so everybody feels that they need more time to be able to do the things they want to do and to accomplish the things that they want to accomplish. We all do. The reading today and the theme for today is about offering our time to God. So offering our time to God as we present ourselves to this God. You know, we're very good about doing many things. We keep ourselves busy. And we're very good about that. In the story, in the series we're reading and believe, the author of the series gives an illustration that I found to be so compelling that I wanted to repeat it. And some of you who have either seen the video or read the material probably know what I'm talking about, but I thought it would be good for some of us who have not read or heard the video. It was a story about this father who came from work. He was really tired. He had been working all days, long hours, spending a lot of time working. And of course, because he wants to provide for his children, he wants to provide for his family. So one day he arrives home, and there comes his son. He's about 4 years old, 5 years old, and asks his dad, "Well, you know, Dad, how much do you make an hour?" And the dad, who was a little, you know, upset because he wasn't exactly happy to have his son interrogated him about, you know, how much money he makes. He responded curtly, "You know, what are you asking about? You know, what do you want to know what I make?" And he said, "Oh, just tell me how much you make an hour." And so the dad, of course, begrudgingly says, "You know, I make $20 an hour." So the child says, "Oh, could you lend me $10? And the dad just blew a gasket. "What are you asking me for? You are, you know, what is that of interest to you? I just told you how much I make, and you want me to give you money to buy what? And, you know, why is that for?" So he got really upset and sent his child to the room, says, "You know, I don't want to talk to you," for whatever reason, right? The child goes to his room, goes inside, and locks the door, or at least, you know, closes the door behind him. After a few hours, the dad just, you know, relaxes and realizes that he just blew it out of proportion, right? The response was a little bit too much. And so the dad goes to his son's room. And again, remember, this is a 4 or 5 year old. Ask if the child was sleeping. The child says no. The dad comes in and talks to his child and apologizes for speaking so abruptly and so curtly. And so he comes and gives him $10. And then the child takes the $10 and goes under his bed and pulls out a can and pulls money that he has been collecting from the money he has been receiving over the week. And he is counting the money. Now the dad gets literally upset, you know, "But why were you asking me for money if you had money already saved? You know, that sounds to me like, you know, you're trying to get money away from me for no good reason." And as the dad is thinking all these things and getting ready to tell his son that he's doing this wrong, the child finally counts the money and he comes to have $20. And he says to his dad, "Dad," with a smile on his face. You can imagine a child, right? You can imagine your child, your grandchild looking at you and telling you, "Dad, I have $20. I can buy an hour of your time, for I'm missing you." Now, that's about establishing priorities in our lives. Amen? That's about us establishing priorities in our lives. Clearly, this dad was not exactly present very much in his child's life because he wanted to make money to support his family. And one way or the other, we have all been in that place. Amen? One way or the other, we have all been in that place where we spending way much time at work because we want to support our family, we want to do the best thing at work, and by doing so, of course, supporting the family we love. But sometimes in this environment in which we live today, we sometimes miss the mark. Some of the most important things in life happen to be what happens in your family. Amen? Some of the most important things happen in that environment. And sometimes we miss the mark about establishing that as a priority in our lives. But we also sometimes miss the mark as it relates to how do we give of our time to God. You know, when we come to the place of looking at our relationship with God, how are we doing with our time and God's time? Meaning by that, how are we doing in giving of our time to God? How much time do we spend in nurturing that relationship with God? How much time do we spend in giving to God of our time to be in a relationship with Him? Sometimes, like this child that I just used as an illustration, sometimes it's not God who is too busy to take care of us, right? Sometimes it's actually us who are too busy to take care of our relationship with God. You know, as we have been talking for the last few weeks, we have been talking about spiritual disciplines. And we talked about the spiritual discipline of worship and prayer and Bible study and in the biblical community. And we talked about the single-mindedness. We have talked about spiritual gifts. All things that actually lead to this important relationship, to nurturing this important relationship with God. How important is our relationship with God? Because as we consider that, as we consider the importance of our relationship with God, then how much time are we willing to spend with God? And we all have to make that decision, right? We all have to make those choices. Am I giving God time? You know, we think about our spouses, we think about our children, and we realize we need to give time to our spouses, to our children, to our families. But are we also giving time to God? Now, some of us might be thinking, you know, but I have to work, I have to do things, I have to, you know, I have a life. And I said, amen, yes, of course we do, we all do. But are all the other things we are doing truly part of what should be the priority in our lives? Are all the other things we are trying to accomplish in our lives, is that part of the priorities that God has set in our lives? How much of our time we spend with God? In prayer. In studying Scripture. In being there for each other. How much of our time is spent doing that? See, when we talk about not about time, and sometimes again, that's why I use the question mark on what time? Because again, most of us feel that we just don't have any more time to give. But isn't that interesting? And you tell me if I'm wrong, but isn't that interesting that many times when we find that we have no time to do something, or we don't have time to do X, Y, and Z, but somebody asks us to do something that we do like, we do find time. Amen? Something magically happened. Something magically happened that we realize, oh, well, I do have time for that one. I didn't have time for the other things, but I do have time for this one. The question for us today and for you to ponder as you go to our grow time or as you go home is, are you giving to God your time? In the reading from Colossians, we have in that passage in verse 17, a wonderful call on us to present everything to the Lord. Amen? Because time is flying. It's a wonderful reminder, that bell. Time is flying off, and so are we. But here we have the question for us as we move forward in our week is, am I dedicating time to God? Am I giving God the time that God deserves from me? Am I putting God first and putting the things of God first in my life so that then everything else will fall in place? Would you pray with me? Blessed God, we thank you for bells. We thank you, God, for a wonderful sense of humor of church. We thank you, God, for the blessing of time. And we pray to you, Lord, that you help us to dedicate our time to you. That you help us, oh God, to dedicate our lives and our time to you exclusively, Lord. For as we dedicate our lives and our time to you, everything else falls into place. Help us, oh God, to truly commit to giving entirely our lives to you. For we want to honor you, Lord, with everything we have and everything we are. So we pray to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.